We're going to follow up now on the meeting between President Obama and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. There's been some friction between the two countries that are longtime allies. The atmosphere seemed much better, though, on this visit to Washington by the Prime Minister. Still, Netanyahu skirted the issue of settlements, one of the most contentious issues on the table. Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
A line of boys blow on ram's horns in a protest held outside the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem earlier this week. They say it's a wake-up call to Prime Minister Netanyahu that all is not well back home. At nearly the same hour, Netanyahu was speaking with President Obama at the White House in a meeting that is being lauded as a warming of relations between Israel and the United States. Netanyahu has called this trip a great success and enjoyed favorable press in the United States. But in Israel, this prominent group of right-wing dissenters are preparing a difficult homecoming for Netanyahu. At the top of their agenda is the contentious settlement issue. Itamar Ben-Gvir is a hard-line right-wing settler leader. He says the settlement issue is a veritable landmine for Netanyahu, one that could end his government.
The minute time will come, the real time will come, Netanyahu will fall. What Netanyahu is offering is a lot more than what he could give. A lot more the consensus in Israel is ready to give.
Netanyahu has, so far, skirted the issue of exactly what concessions he will give. In December, he announced a 10-month freeze in settlement construction that will end this September. Israel's settlements in the occupied West Bank are a key stumbling block to the peace process, as they are built on land earmarked for a future Palestinian state. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat put the issue starkly this week when he said that Netanyahu must decide between peace and settlements. While he was in the United States, Netanyahu said that the settlement issue will be at the top of his agenda when peace talks with the Palestinians move forward, but he hasn't discussed what position his government will take. That might be because much of his government has come out strongly in favor of Israel ignoring the widespread international pressure and expanding its settlement bloc in the West Bank. Arya Eldad is a Knesset member with the right-wing National Union Party and lives in a settlement. He described an emergency session that took place in the parliament before Netanyahu departed for Washington.
We met at the Knesset, the heads of all the coalition faction, and we delivered to Netanyahu the message that if he will elongate the freeze on building, he will have no government.
Some of those same politicians also fought to establish a bill that would allow the Knesset to veto any freeze in construction in the settlements. Only last-minute scrambling by Netanyahu thwarted the bill. But many in the Knesset say that the Prime Minister is aware of the political battle he'll face if he tries to extend the settlement freeze. Still, many of Netanyahu's supporters say that they believe the Prime Minister will toe the right-wing line. Kinnaut Schlesinger is a 16-year-old student from the settlement of Kedumim. She came out to the protest last week because she says she wants to strengthen Netanyahu.
I do believe in him, but I'm afraid he won't be able to withstand the pressure. I'm here because I want to believe he'll do the right thing. He'll support us.
Reports in the Hebrew press are full of speculation over how the Israeli government might extend a silent or de facto freeze without any official announcement. In the meantime, right-wing groups are planning on keeping up the pressure. As Netanyahu flies back to Israel, the groups have already drawn up a schedule of demonstrations. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.